Welcome to Tehillim 150 with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Mrs. Ya'el Davidowitz, Perek Nun Ches, Chapter 58, The Power of Silence. Shlomo HaMelech, David's son, teaches us in Koheles, Eis Lachashos ve'Eis Ladaber. There is a time for silence and a time for speaking. With few exceptions, most behaviors and midos are not entirely good or bad. Like the word mida, which literally means measurement, it's all about when and how much we use them. Speech is powerful. It's powerful when it's used, and it can also be powerful when it is held back. Sometimes silence is the most powerful of all. Pasuk Aleph. David says the following message to Shaul's commander. Ha'umnam elam tzedek tedaberun meisharim tishbetzu b'nei adam? You could stay silent, or you could call for justice for me and judge people with fairness. Rashi understands this pasuk to be a rhetorical question posed by David. Here's the context. In the prior parak, David speaks of the time when he had the opportunity to kill Shaul while he was alone in the cave. But not only does he not kill him, David doesn't lay a hand on him at all and just cuts off a corner of Shaul's cloak. When David later shows that piece of fabric to Shaul, he's demonstrating, saying, I'm not your adversary. I could have hurt you, and I didn't. This touches Shaul, and his immediate response is that he is appeased. Peace, shalom, seems to finally come between the two men. Here are the words from Shmuel Aleph, Perchav Dalet Pasuk Yutes. Vayomer el David, Tzadik ata mimeni, ki ata gemaltani hatova, va'ani gemalticha hara'ah. Shaul says to David, you're right, I'm wrong. You've treated me with mercy, but I have treated you badly. And then Shaul turns around with his army and leaves David alone. Ah, peace. Until Avner, Shaul's general, uses his words, uses his power of speech to rile Shaul up again. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph, says that Avner could have supported this truce, this peace that took hold between Shaul and David. What would Avner needed to have done? He would have just needed to stay silent or used his words for justice and fairness, as David rhetorically asks and laments in this parak. But the Gemara teaches us that Avner is not quiet. He riles Shaul up. He says to him that the cloak wasn't cut off by David. Rather, it was simply ripped, torn by a thorn. Avner's words rekindle the fire of hatred in Shaul's heart, and the pursuit on David's life continues. The lesson for us, words are powerful, and so is the power of silence. Thank you for listening to Tehillim 150, 150 days, 150 ways to connect to our Creator. Tehillim 150 is dedicated by Miriam and Alan Greenspan, Le'ilui Nishmat Shifra Friedman, Shifra Basfegel Chana and Yisrael Aryeh, beloved mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother.